This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Tensions remain high at Columbia University in New York City as pro-Palestinian student protesters are now occupying Hamilton Hall and parts of what's known as the Campus Green. University officials have closed the campus to most students and faculty. NPR's Brian Mann is at Columbia.
The students say they're not going to leave unless the school agrees to their demand that they divest from companies doing business in Israel. Campus officials say they're not going to agree to that. They say that students who aren't leaving the campus are going to be suspended. And they say that those students inside Hamilton Hall who've escalated this crisis, they say they now face expulsion.
The standoff at Columbia has led to demonstrations on college campuses around the country and hundreds of arrests. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Israel, where he plans to see some of the work the U.S. and others are doing to get aid into Gaza. He says there's been real progress, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
On the tarmac before leaving Jordan, Secretary Blinken touted new aid routes that are opening up to Gaza.
The pallets that you see right here are exactly what's going into Gaza. Again, directly from Jordan. The Jordanians are doing a remarkable job putting this together. We're supporting that effort.
Here in Israel, he says he will be pushing the government to keep aid flowing to Palestinians. He's also still working on a ceasefire agreement to get the hostages home. Blinken says Israel has put a strong proposal on the table, and now it's up to Hamas. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Ahead of Secretary Blinken's arrival, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to move forward with a military offensive in the southern city of Rafah, with or without a ceasefire deal with Hamas. Former President Donald Trump has complied with an order from the judge hearing the hush money case against him. Trump has taken down social media posts after Judge Juan Mershon held him in contempt for violating a gag order and fined him $9,000. Eight newspapers are suing OpenAI and Microsoft for copyright infringement. NPR's Bobby Allen reports on the latest legal battle facing the creator of ChatGPT and its biggest backer.
The New York Daily News, Chicago Tribune, Denver Post, and four other newspapers claim in a new lawsuit that OpenAI's hit chatbot illegally replicated copyrighted work. All of the newspapers are owned by Alden Global Capital. This challenge joins a separate lawsuit filed by the New York Times, also alleging copyright infringement. The case has set up a high-stakes battle over whether OpenAI broke the law by feeding ChatGPT millions of copyrighted stories without permission or payment, or if the company is covered by what's known as fair use law. Some other publishers, such as the Financial Times and the Associated Press, are taking a less combative approach and have struck licensing deals with the AI firm. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
This is NPR. The founder and former CEO of Binance, the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange, has been sentenced to 4 months in prison. The sentence was imposed on Xiaoping Zhao during a hearing in Seattle today. He had pleaded guilty to violating U.S. money laundering laws. NASA's iconic Hubble Space Telescope has had to pause its science operations. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports that it suffered a glitch and NASA is working to troubleshoot the issue.
Hubble put itself into safe mode after it got faulty readings from one of its three gyroscopes. These are part of the system that points the telescope in the right direction so that astronomers can see what they want to see. This isn't the first time that this gyro has acted dodgy. Its antics put the telescope in safe mode for a while late last year as well. NASA says if necessary, the telescope could be reconfigured to do without this troublemaker, and it would still be able to make observations and do good science. Hubble has been in orbit since 1990 and has been a mainstay of astronomy for over 30 years. Other than this ongoing gyro problem, NASA says the telescope is in overall good health and its science instruments remain stable. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
NASA says new images it's released are the sharpest to date of what's known as the Horsehead Nebula. The space agency has released glamour shots taken by the Webb Space Telescope, the world's most powerful. The nebula's nickname, taken from its appearance, resembling a horse rearing its head, it's located in the constellation Orion, some 1,300 light years away. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor HubSpot. Imagine growing a business with high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.